A Jewish Journal article. Zionist Congress shows strong push for a liberal, democratic and pluralistic Israel, but the fight is not over. After 13 years as the head of the Masorta, conservative movement in Israel, and now 2.5 years as vice chairman of the World Zionist Organization, I'm no stranger to political fights when it comes to preserving Israel's liberal, democratic and pluralistic character. The recent World Zionist Congress was no different, except that for the first time in years, it feels like those of us who believe in Herzl's vision of a liberal, Jewish and democratic state, a welcoming home to Jews of all streams, are winning. Since its founding by Herzl in 1897, the World Zionist Congress has been the democratic parliament of Jewish people, with Jews from every background, political persuasion, and corner of the world represented. Prior to this year's Congress in Jerusalem, allies of Israel's current government read the tea leaves. They knew that world Jewry would strongly rebuke the most extreme government in the country's history. After trying but failing to prevent holding votes altogether on resolutions that would send a clear message against the current government's illiberal agenda on issues such as the so-called judicial overhaul and the law of return, the Likud and its right-wing allies resorted to a desperate, last-minute filibuster and even litigation. But facing a liberal Jewish world inspired and re-energized by the hundreds of thousands of Israelis who have taken to the streets week after week in defense of Israel's democracy, the right-wing bloc was ultimately defeated. In the end, the Zionist Congress exercised its democratic prerogative and passed by large majorities a series of resolutions promoting women's rights and LGBTQ rights in Israel, calling for equal recognition of conservative and reform conversions, and opposing changes to the law of return and the so-called judicial overhaul that threatens Israel's democratic future. This is a victory for the MERCAZ party of the Masorta conservative movement that I represent personally, as well as for our reform partners at Arzenu and all our allies in the center-left liberal bloc who put on display a new model for cooperation between like-minded forces in Israel and the diaspora to protect Israel's liberal and democratic character. Through this Zionist Congress, the voice of world Jewry was heard loud and clear. First through our spirited protest against Simcha Rothman, architect of the anti-democratic so-called judicial overhaul, and then through the passage of these resolutions that, together, represent a victory for democracy. These resolutions are a victory not only because they represent the clear, democratic voice of world Jewry, despite the best efforts of the Likud and the ultra-Orthodox to silence them, but also because they show the Jewish world's firm support for Herzl's Zionist vision of a Jewish state that is liberal, democratic, pluralistic and a home for each and every Jew. But this outcome was only possible because of the relative representation MERCAZ and its partners and allies have in the World Zionist Congress. That's why at this crucial moment in the history of Israel, it's imperative that conservative and reform Jews work to strengthen our representation in the Congress via the next elections in 2025. If we don't, the extremist and illiberal forces whose dirty tricks failed this time may succeed next time. As Jews who care about Israel's future as a vibrant and secure Jewish and democratic state, that would ultimately put our values and interests at risk. Dr. Yiger Hess is vice chairman of the World Zionist Organization and the senior representative of MERCAZ, the Zionist slate of the conservative movement, at the national institutions in Jerusalem.